time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president sat for an interview with Reuters on Monday. Trump said he was worried that any statements under oath he provides to special counsel Robert Mueller could be used to bring perjury charges against him as part of the probe into Russia's electoral interference. He was echoing the concerns of his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who was warned that any sit-down with Mueller could be a, quote, perjury trap. Trump expressed fears that investigators could compare his statements with those of others who've testified and that any discrepancies could be used against him. Quote, so if I say something and Comey says something and it's my word against his and he's best friends with Mueller, so Mueller might say, well, I believe Comey. And even if I'm telling the truth, that makes me a liar. That's no good. It doesn't really make sense, but that seems to be the reasoning behind the ridiculous statement about the truth made by Giuliani on Meet the Press on Sunday.
Look, I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like.
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. The president of the United States says, I didn't.
Truth isn't truth. Mr. Mayor, do you realize what I mean?
No.
This is going to become a bad meme.
Don't do this to me.
Then again, this administration has always had a strange relationship with the truth.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts.
I believe that we have to be honest with the American people. I think sometimes we can disagree with the facts.
Over time, facts develop.
If fact counting is anything, we've never had anybody with the level of mendacity that he has. Not even close. But we'll leave it
it's
there.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
No, facts are not in the eye of the beholder. You're always welcome
nowadays,
here to argue the case.
You can look at a set of an argument or a set of facts and come out with one opinion. Someone else can say, while the facts are the same here, I come out with a different conclusion.
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
I'm a person that wants to tell the truth. I'm an honest person. And what I'm saying, you know, is exactly right.
Don't believe the crap you see from these people, the fake news.
In his Reuters interview, Trump also declined to say whether he might strip Mueller of his security clearance, but continued railing against the probe, repeatedly calling it a disgrace and arguing that Mueller and other members of his team were biased. Trump asserted that he retained the power to intervene in the probe, but had chosen not to do so for the moment. Quote, I could go in and I could do whatever. I could run it if I want, but I decided to stay out, he said. I'm totally allowed to be involved if I wanted to be. So far, I haven't chosen to be involved. I'll stay out, end quote. Trump's rantings on Twitter are a regular occurrence. He seemed even more unhinged since the New York Times ran a story about the White House counsel, Don McGahn, cooperating with the Mueller probe. He took exception with comparisons to John Dean, the White House counsel during Watergate, who wound up cooperating with the special prosecutor. John Dean responded to Trump calling him a rat.
First, your reaction to the president's tweet, which let me read it one more time. The failing New York Times wrote a fake piece today implying that because White House counsel Don McGahn was giving hours of testimony to the special counsel, he must be a John Dean type rat.
I did respond in a tweet that I don't think that Trump understands what's going on. We know he's somebody who does not really reveal his full factual problems with his attorneys. They have to sort of find it out the hard way. So I suspect, and there was no indication in any of this reporting that McGahn was briefed or debriefed before he went in or came out. So they don't really know what he told the special counsel. And I can tell you this, that even if he didn't go in with the intent to incriminate the president, putting everything in a timeline for the special counsel is just invaluable information. And this 30 hours is more than enough time, and that was just set as the minimum. There may have been more conversation in that 30 hours. He doesn't like the truth to come out. He doesn't know what McGahn has or has not said. And I think the proof will obviously be as this thing further unravels. And I think we'll look back on this story as pretty significant.
On Tuesday night, Trump heads to coal country to campaign for Republican Attorney General Patrick Morrisey, who's trying to unseat Senator Joe Manchin in a state the president won by more than 40 points. While there, he'll roll out his alternative to Obama's climate rule for coal plants, which will effectively allow states to regulate their own emissions. A Kremlin-backed cyber operation that was targeting several anti-Trump conservative think tanks was reportedly foiled by Microsoft last week. The company said early Tuesday that it had seized six websites set up by the hacking collective known as Fancy Bear, a group controlled by the GRU and believed to have been behind the 2016 Democratic National Committee hack. Microsoft received a court order to take control of the sites, including several that were apparently disguised as congressional staff websites. Microsoft said there is no evidence to suggest the domains were used in successful attacks, but the company is still working with the target organizations to determine if any information was compromised. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.